This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment inquiry proceedings of U.S. President Donald Trump continue. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next.
Several more witnesses are scheduled to testify following yesterday's first public impeachment hearing. When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Fiona Hill, a former Russia advisor to the White House, are among eight witnesses set to testify next week. Matt Small, Washington.
There's no indication of any breakthrough following talks Wednesday between the leaders of Turkey and the United States at a time where their relationship is at a low ebb. As VOA Steve Herman reports, the U.S. President Trump and Ukrainian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan both described their discussions as productive as well as sincere.
The elephant in the room, as Trump acknowledged, was Turkey's purchase of a Russian missile defense system, which compelled Washington to kick out Ankara from the F-35 fighter jet program.
Turkey's acquisition of sophisticated Russian military equipment such as the S-400 creates some very serious challenges for us.
Erdogan responded, "We can only surmount the hurdles that we experience through dialogue." Officials of both countries say more high-level talks are planned. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
More at voanews.com. This is